All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. You know, I want to talk about something that also has been perplexing to me, and that's panhandlers, right? I mean, I've always been the kind of person that would see somebody, you know, struggling, you know, going back 40 years. And, you know, and I would always give them a dollar, you know, buck or two. And I still kind of do it to this day. But as I went to the service station this morning to get some gas, there's about five people out there, right? And this is what, 7 o'clock in the morning. And, They're from, you know, black, white, males, females, and they're all just like zombies, right? I mean, they just got this look in their faces, and they're all trying to get us to give them some money. And so you just, the sheer numbers of people who are now panhandling. And, you know, it's almost like they've just given up. Because what must be happening in your life that's all you see? Right? I'm not talking about, it used to be, these would be old guys who basically are my age and older, who are basically in many instances veterans of the wars, mm-hmm. the military, who would, you know, just want something to help them soothe their pain. And so they would want a couple of dollars to go get some liquor. That's what it used to be, panhandling, but not anymore. Sam, have you ever seen women doing it, young girls, young women?
Yeah, and children with them.
Yes.
I feel horrible, but, you know, I barely can pay my bills.
So, but what has happened that now that's an acceptable kind of reality in our nation?
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't know whether there's some mental illness, which we know in some instances there are, but then there's some of it must be beneficial, or maybe some people wouldn't do it sometimes. You see some people that, you know, I mean, if you can hustle up on $100 a day, tax-free.
Right.
7 days a week.
I'm listening.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, that's, and I'm sure some guys are getting that and better.
Right.
Depending on where you are. I know if you go down by, in Milwaukee, the Pottawatomie Casino.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. And I know by the Rave.
Yeah.
A lot of people go by the Rave.
And so there's a lot of people, and if somebody got lucky at Pottawatomie, and it's nothing to give somebody 10 or 20 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are coveted spots. But I'm talking about at a service station at 7 o'clock in the morning, and there's five of you. And they didn't look like drunks, right? I mean, they really just were in their, some of them were in their 30s. And I'm like, wow, man, what is it? What is, there's some things going on in our society that we need to address and that we need to work towards fixing. And so I see, and I know I'm not alone. I know I'm not blind. I know everybody within the sound of my voice has encountered the exact same thing. And then you get caught between wanting to help because those are human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, look, what's a couple dollars? It's not going to change my life, you know, but it'll make a difference in, maybe in somebody else's life. But if you, you know, and you do it and you say, okay, so I helped this person. But then as you move through the day, there's 40 more like that. And you say, well, listen, I can't get help everybody. So then you come to a point where you pick and choose who you're going to give the money to. And you can't really discern whether or not that person is real or not, if that person is really a person who's deserving. And then if you have any kind of compassion or any kind of heart, you just say, wow, man, what should I do? You know, if you are a God-fearing person, we are, you know, directed to help the poor. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
Bob's calling from Wisconsin's East Coast.
Hey, Bob, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm fine, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Help me with this, sir, because...
I will.
All right.
And that is about three weeks
hey,
ago...
Hey, Bob, let me say this. Why don't you do me a favor? We're going to be going to a break shortly, and I want to give you a chance to have some dialogue with me. Why don't you call back after the break? We're going to take a short break. And then can you do that for me, please, sir?
I sure can.
Yeah, thanks. And then we'll have that conversation on the other side. Good to hear from you.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, likewise. Right. So am I. And so while we're, you know, at this, I've even seen children panhandling in America.
Yep.
Right? Not in Calcutta. This is America. And I see kids standing and they've learned to panhandle. Man, 10, 12 years old. And I remember last year, I saw a young man about 12, 13 years old. I'm driving by and he's standing on the street corner and he doesn't have on any shoes. And I pulled over. I said, son, what are you doing out here? You should be in school. And he said, I have to get some money for my mother and for my brother. And I said, oh, wow. You know, this young boy should be in school being educated. And yet he's on a street corner. This is not the Delta in Mississippi in the 1940s or 30s. This is the United States of America and one of the wealthiest nation on earth. And we got children standing out on street corners begging. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We got issues. Be right back.